BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today here on VCY America. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to think how many used Bibles you have around your home. Now, by used, I'm not referring to the one that you use on a daily basis where you have your personal devotions or the one that you take to church. I'm talking about Bibles that you've replaced. You've put them on a shelf somewhere or put them into storage somewhere. Perhaps some pages are loose. Maybe you've been given a new Bible and you knew you just couldn't throw your old one away, but don't know what to do with it. Our guest today is involved in a ministry that is presently having a Bible drive, and they are repurposing used Bibles. They want your Bibles along with such materials that will help build others up in the faith, shipping them to various locations around the world. Well, joining us today, we welcome back Jason Wolford. He's Executive Director of Mission Cry Christian Resources International. Jason, good to have you with us here today on Crosstalk.
I'm so glad to be back again. Thank you for having me.
The ministry that you serve has been around for nearly 65 years. Jason, take us back. How did it get started?
It's so great. There was a gentleman who was a junk dealer, and he found a Bible in the garbage can, and he didn't want to throw that out. So he saved it, and he held on to it. And before long, he had a couple of Bibles and Christian books that had started to pile up. And he thought, you know, I'll put those in a box, and I'll send them overseas. And he did that. And since then, we've now sent over $350 million of used Bibles and Christian books to over 175 nations around the world. Those are used Bibles and Christian books that were going to be discarded or just sitting on someone's shelf, but instead we put them in the hands of someone overseas, whether it be a seminary student or for evangelist purposes, and we're so excited about that.
Well, indeed. And now, your ministry, Mission Cry, sounds like a very unique name. Explain the name to us, Mission Cry.
Yeah, you know, I served in the Marine Corps, as well as my wife. Now our daughter just earned the title Marine. But when I was in the Marine Corps, one of the things they told us was, you know, what's your war cry? And you know, the war cry in the Marine Corps was what makes the grass grow, and we say blood. And so that's pretty powerful. I was thinking now as a minister, what is my war cry? Overseeing Christian Resource International, and it's mission cry, right? Our mission is to send the Word of God to people around the world who don't have it. There are people, as a matter of fact, 122,000 people are getting saved every day. And the alarming statistic is the majority of those people are attending a church where the pastor doesn't even own a Bible.
My. I'd like you to hit the rewind button there, Jason, and give us those numbers again. How many people daily are coming to know Christ as Savior?
So reports say about 122,000 people around the globe are getting saved and becoming Christians every single day. And the alarming statistic is that a majority of those people are attending a church where the pastor doesn't even own a Bible. And so when I hear of church planting and all of these good things going on around the world, the one thing that concerns me about it is knowing that statistic, knowing that people don't have the Word of God to know what God has to say about whatever situation that they're going through in their life.
You know, and this is amazing, and it's really hard for us to fathom this because, I mean, many of us can think of the number of Bibles we have on shelves at home, and you're saying there are pastors at churches that don't own a Bible. Is this due to cost? Is it due to availability? What is the holdback?
Yeah, due to cost and availability, of course, there's been places in the world where I've gone and people speak four and five languages, and of course, English is one of them, but they don't have the means to even go to a bookstore financially, or if they had a bookstore, they wouldn't have the money. And so just to know that, you know, an average person making $150 a month around the world and some of these places we're sending the Word of God to, they couldn't even afford to buy a Bible if there was a bookstore where there is not one.
I mean, they're having to make choices. Do I buy food for my family or do I buy a Bible?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's one thing, like people say, well, you know, can't you get saved without the Word of God? And absolutely you can. You can profess and confess Christ and your eternity set. But then I think about times like in our life when I had gotten saved in the Marine Corps and try to think, if I would have gotten saved, when I got saved, if I would have never had access to the Bible like a lot of Christians around the world, I wouldn't have known what to do, what God had to say about the rest of the situation when our son was diagnosed with a brain tumor or our daughter with lupus or our third child we were told to abort at 7 months. See, but I had the Word of God and I could read it and I knew that God says that He in Hebrews, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And my point is, we're not only giving people an opportunity to get saved around the world, but we're equipping them with the manna, the spiritual food that they need to fight the good fight, giving them a training manual for end times, and then making better fathers, mothers, husbands, and wives by giving them the Word of God.
Scripture says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, and it is precious, and it is something that you are seeking to get in the hands of many. Now, early in our interview, you said that you have sent over $350 million in Bibles and Christian books, and I think you said to over 175 nations?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
That is really, really extensive. Where are these Bibles coming from?
So the Bibles are coming from people that are listening to your radio program, those in the United States. There's an average that the average home in America has 6 to 8 Bibles sitting on its shelf. That's not even the Christian home. That's just the home in America. So we've asked people over these last 65 years to give us those extra Bibles and Christian books sitting on their shelves and send them in to us. Some of them come from churches, individuals, occasionally Bible bookstores will send us their extra Bibles and Christian books, but most of the time, people that are listening.
Okay, so folks, we're going to be providing you an address here, and we'll be giving it out a few times during the program today, so be ready to jot this down. But Jason, perhaps there's a church, that, and they're replacing their pew Bibles. You would accept those pew Bibles, correct, the used ones?
Absolutely, and that's a great thing. Those that are pastors or church, those that oversee churches, there's churches have within their congregation about 6% of those people pay tithes. I say that to say this. Pastor, if you're listening, this is an awesome opportunity for you to get your church involved in missions and also get them to understand the importance of tithing, also missions giving, because anybody can take a Bible off their shelf at their house and they can bring it into your church. And if you get a pallet load of them, we have truckers across America who donate their time to go and pick those up and bring them to our ministry. And I say that to say this is an opportunity for you, pastor, listening, to get your people involved in missions without them having to do too much. Sometimes we even say you can encourage them to bring a Bible and a book. Anybody can do that. Anybody can do that. And it gets them understanding the purpose of what really Christ was, missions first, leaving his rightful place in home and coming here and dying for us.
Jason, one of the natural questions many people have said, he may not know this, but they're sending these all over the world. My Bible's in English. Can others around the world really read English?
Yeah, that's a beautiful question and a great one. As you know, from World War I and World War II and all the wars that have happened, it's left English behind, which I don't think is by accident. I often tell people that some of our guys that came in from World War II, I said, you know, you were a missionary and you didn't even know it. And I showed them the Pacific and other places they fought. And I said, you know, you went there and you were doing something. And when you left English, and it opened the door for missionaries to come in and preach the gospel. My point is Africa, India, the Philippines, China, there's so many places that we've sent that 350 million that do speak English. Most people are speaking English because English is the financial language of the world. Other nations are teaching English. So yes, absolutely, they can utilize English.
Now, I understand you also do accept Bibles in Spanish, too. Is that correct?
We do. As a matter of fact, we have a very big goal. We're trying to get 150,000 Spanish Bibles into Guadalajara, Mexico by June, where we're going to be going and holding a conference crusade and giving away 150,000 Spanish Bibles to those that are in desperate need of it.
Where are some of the locations that you shipped to in the last year or two?
Absolutely. We've recently sent to South Sudan, multiple places in Kenya, Ghana, Hong Kong. That's a big one for us. We're able to still send the word of God into China through a business partnership, and then he takes it, and then it gets to Shenzhen, and from there gets distributed into mainland China. And so we still have that. As a matter of fact, we're getting ready to send another container to Hong Kong as soon as it's sponsored. And those are just some of the places. And regarding South Sudan, there's a great story of people in South Sudan getting Bibles because of you and your radio program.
Tell us about it.
You had had me on your program a few months back, and there was a...
Yeah, it was a year ago.
Oh, it was a year ago. Yeah, see how time flies. And so a year ago, I'm on your program, and you had asked me to talk a little bit about my testimony of how I got saved in the Marine Corps and how I went on to the business world and then called to the ministry, et cetera, and how our kids were attacked and how God healed them all. There was a United States Marine who had served in the Marine Corps listening in Southern California, and it caught his attention. He said, "Man, this is awesome. Love this." He said, "I want to get behind this. I want to collect Bibles." So he called me personally and said, "Hey, I want you to know my group of guys that I oversee. We're going to collect 200 Bibles, and we're going to collect those and get them to your ministry. Well, I want you to know those Bibles they collected are going to South Sudan, went to South Sudan, it's so important because South Sudan, most people can't get containers in there, sea containers filled with Bibles, but we are able to. And so those people in South Sudan who are being martyred for their faith, women who are Christians having their noses brushed and a part of their female anatomy chopped off because they believe in Christ, now have a Bible. They're able to read about the God that they're being martyred for. Because of your radio program, because people listen, because people who are listening said, "Hey, I can collect a used Bible," and that's the difference. And for those of you that are listening, I want you to know my prayer always is that someday you're going to be greeted in heaven by someone in South Sudan, Hong Kong, Ghana, India, Pakistan, the places that we've sent the Word of God to, and they're going to say, "It was me. Wow. It was me who got saved because of you."
Wow. Wow. Powerful. And friends, again, just shortly after our break, we'll be providing you a number or a address where you can get involved in sending Bibles. But tell us about the uses of these Bibles you send out. You said sometimes they're going to pastors of churches who don't own a Bible. There's other locations, too.
Absolutely, yeah. So we set up, over the last 65 years, we've set up Bible colleges, lending libraries. As a matter of fact, we planted the first ever library in Micronesia in the Pacific. It was a public library, but the only thing that they could get was the Word of God, so we sent Bibles and Christian books. And so their very first library ever was planted there about 9 years ago. And it's all Christian material, or it was at the time. And so from doing that, to give in seminaries and Bible colleges around the world, if you want to set up a Bible college, you have to have enough Bibles and books. And usually that's how the government or those can stop them, because they don't have the funds to buy the Bibles and Christian books. So in one shipment, we'll set up multiple Bible schools. So Bible schools around the world have been set up. Those attending seminary have gotten the materials they needed. And, of course, evangelistic outreach, which is a very big one. We talked about in Belize how 2 years ago we gave a free Bible and Christian book for every single home in the entire country of Belize. Mm. And so these are the type of things that are happening.
We're going to take a quick break. Jason Wolford is our guest here today. He's Executive Director of Mission Cry Christian Resources International. And we're going to take this break, and we're going to find out, what is this process? How does my Bible in my home right now get to somebody else around the world? We'll go through that process and also be sharing with you an address, so be ready to jot that down, friends. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation seminar speaker with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, do creationists sometimes use bogus arguments for creation?
Unfortunately, they do, Chris. Some favorite arguments that sound so good really aren't well established. Thankfully, there is plenty of good evidence that creationists can use. One example of an outdated argument is the possible human footprints found in the same strata as dinosaur footprints in Texas. Now, I was one of the original developers of this theory and published the authoritative book on it. But the more research we did, the more we saw problems. So I removed my book from the market, and we no longer use that claim. I feel it's too ambiguous to use. Now, others still do use that argument, and while I don't oppose them, I do encourage them to use the better evidence. True evidence for creation is strong and convincing, especially as we use that back to Genesis perspective.
This is Chris O'Brien. Thanks for going back to Genesis.
Repurposing used Bibles, our topic today on Crosstalk. Jason Woolford is our guest, Executive Director of Mission Cry. And we are talking about, they have a Bible drive. Matter of fact, you started this Bible drive January 14th. You're continuing it through March 14th. I know you take Bibles all through the year, but this is a special emphasis. Can you give us an idea on how the collection is going so far? You're about one half through it right now.
Yeah, you know, the collection is going very, very good. People all over the United States are responding, but we continue to need the Bibles. I told you we had a goal for 150,000 Spanish Bibles to go to an event that we're holding in Guadalajara coming up in June. And then, of course, with us sending about $13 million worth of used Bibles and Christian books or 24 sea containers filled with the Word of God every year, we're in constant need of the Word of God.
Yeah. Well, so tell us the process. First of all, let's talk about how does a listener get a Bible or a container of Bibles? They go around the house, say, oh, here's one on this shelf, and check with your spouse, and they've got an extra one or two, and you check with your kids, and they got different award Bibles through the years, and so you've got some extra there. How do we, first of all, get a package to you of these Bibles?
Absolutely. So people can take those and they can box them up and they can go to their local post office and make sure and let them know they're sending this media mail. And so it's a heavily discounted rate and they can mail those to our ministry. That's one way. Another way is they can come to our headquarters in Michigan. We've had people come from all over the United States, come to take a tour, drop off books, come to our movie room, eat popcorn, and see some of the animals from overseas that have been donated. It's just a wonderful time. So you can come for a tour and drop them off, or you could become a drop location or a pickup coordinator and say, hey, you know what, we want to collect these up until we get one or two pallets of materials, and then you can call our ministry, and then we partner with truckers who will come and pick those up for free and bring them to our ministry. So that's one way. Another way, we had a couple of churches in California who were listening, and they said, you know, we want to collect enough Bibles and Christian books, and we ended up sending the sea container from their church and sent that overseas. So there's multiple ways to get those Bibles to us.
Okay, so give us an address.
That address is 200 Free Street. Yes, you heard me. We give away the Word of God free all over the world, and we're located on 200 Free Street. Fowlerville, Michigan, Fowlerville, Michigan, 48836.
Now, some of you listening right now said, slow down, I need to write that down. So here you go. So they're addressing it to Mission Cry, is that correct?
Mission Cry.
Mission Cry, and that's 200 Free Street, F-R-E-E, 200 Free Street. The city is Fowlerville, 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 Michigan, and the zip code 48836. Again, that's Mission Cry, 200 Free Street, Fowlerville, Michigan, 48836. Now, Jason, when you talked about doing a pickup service, they really need to have at least a full pallet or a couple pallets?
Yeah, so for us to be able to get a truck to that facility or to partner on that type of level,
right,
it'd be beneficial for a pallet or two, which, you know, that's about 800 books.
Okay.
And it seems like a lot, but, you know, just like you said, when you start telling your church and your neighbors and friends, they'll collect up real quick.
Yeah, indeed. And you've got a couple hundred people in your church, and Each one is three or four. That goes really, really quickly. Again, folks, if you miss the address, you keep listening, and we'll be sharing that again. But be sure, as you go to the post office, otherwise, to take your package and send it media mail. And as long as it's just, the books, like your Bible that's in there, they will accept that as media mail. Okay, so you received the package. We have a listener now who has sent that package media mail. It's arrived at 200 Free Street in Fullerville. What happens next?
Then those books, thousands of those books come in. They go through a process where they're gone through, packaged, sorted, and then they get boxed in our Mission Cry CRI boxes. From there, they go on to a pallet. And once it's palletized, once we get 10 of those pallets, then we await sponsorship of $11,000 for that sea container. And then we put it on a sea container. It goes on a rail and then on a big ship and then gets sent overseas and freely distributed. And some that are listening might say, well, $11,000 to send the container, that has an approximate used book value of nearly $500,000. So when we ask people to help sponsor a container at $11,000, it's sending nearly 40,000 people a free Bible or a Christian book. And as one businessman had told me who was a believer, he said, "You're kidding me." He said, "That works out to about 30 or 40 cents a book." He said, "Even if you could buy a book in country, you couldn't even buy it for that." And so it's a very, very powerful way to minister and very cheap and effective way.
So it's very helpful that when Bibles are sent, there are some listening right now, so I don't have a Bible, but, I'd sure like to help with this project somehow. Even if they put some dollars in an envelope and send it to you, that will be a great help as well.
It'd be a huge help. As a matter of fact, we have 3 sea containers right now that are awaiting sponsorship. We have another one that wants to go to South Sudan, one to Kenya, and one to Uganda. And we have recipients. They're ready. They can clear the container. We're just waiting on the sponsorship to get those books overseas. And so if someone's listening, they can help sponsor those.
Okay. And by sponsoring it, you're saying it's about how many thousand to send that container?
So for us to send nearly $500,000 worth of free Bibles and Christian books on a sea container, it's about $11,000.
Okay. And they can use that same address, is that correct?
They can.
Okay, the Mission Cry, 200 Free Street, Fullerville, Michigan, 48836. And I see last year, according to your website, you sent out some $13 million worth of these used Bibles and Christian books, but your goal is actually higher this year. You want to get up to $14 million valued of these used Bibles going out.
Yes, absolutely. I look at what's going on in our country and what's going on in the world. And, when you look at America, when we're seeing for the first time, at least in my lifetime of being 47 years old, seeing abortion being overturned, seeing Israel, Jerusalem being recognized as the capital, seeing faith-based preachers on secular news events and seeing secular concerts being held where they invite up Stephen Curtis Chapman to present the gospel. I think we're living in fantastic and amazing times. And I don't know, when Jesus will return, but I know this. We each have Bibles, and we have Bibles filled with God. That's who He is. It's the living Word of God. And if I have that, and I know we have the means to have it, and there's people overseas wanting the Word of God, a used Bible, craving it, standing in line for 2 hours at one of our events just to get a used Bible, I want to hurry up and get them the Word of God.
Now, I understand, too, that each Bible that is actually given to somebody, it's not just that individual. There's actually multiple readers of that Bible.
Absolutely. I mean, even when you take a Bible that's given to a pastor and he's preaching out of it, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. But the life cycle of a book is about 20 readers over its lifetime. So for every Bible that someone sends, they're actually reaching 20 people.
What about the person listening right now said, I've got a Bible, but there's some loose pages or the binding is not what it used to be. Can you still use these?
We're looking for Bibles that that people can use. If it's missing a page, that's okay. But we are looking for Bibles that are still bound, that, mm-hmm. that you know, that basically something that you'd give to somebody that they know they can use or read.
Okay. And so, friends, we ask that you send those in again to Mission Cry. That's 200 Free Street, Fowlerville, Michigan, 48836. And again, the least expensive way is sending them media mail in order for them to reach, or packing up a trailer load or a car load and traveling there yourself. I understand that with all of these, I can only imagine you need volunteers here at the center too.
Oh, that is such a great thing to say, because it is, and we do. We have volunteers that come in, and they just love it. They get to go through these Bibles and Christian books and pack them and sort them. And there's some people that just say, hey, I don't have the ability or the money to go overseas, but I know I could pack a box with 50 Bibles in it, and I know that's going to end up, you know, reaching 1,000 mm-hmm. people over its life cycle. So, yes, people can come and volunteer. We have youth groups, senior groups. We have individuals that come on a regular basis, and it's fun. It's a great place to come.
So even those who wanted to organize a couple, three-day trip to bring a seniors group or a high school group or some kind of summer missionary group, that you would have room for them as long as they coordinate that with you.
Absolutely. Yep, we have that, and we love that. And another thing, for those that are listening, at the headquarters of our ministry, we have a free bookstore, about 5,000 square feet of a free bookstore, where we allow foreign missionaries, pastors, evangelists, or if you're listening and you're from America and you're going to go overseas, guess what? We'll let you come and shop and take up to $3,000 worth of stuff for free, as long as you freely distribute it when you get overseas.
Wow. Wow. What a ministry opportunity. And friends, you can be a part of it. And right now they are filling up these shipping containers. And I believe I heard you say you're focusing right now on like South Sudan, Uganda, China. Is that correct?
Yeah. South Sudan is a very important one to us right now, because we have an open window with a friend of mine who was in the Marine Corps, who has a ministry there and has favor there, and he's training up hundreds of people from their military, training them to be chaplains, sending them back out in the field, and it's just an unbelievable opportunity. And so we are able to get the word of God to them for their troops, for their pastors, and then also for evangelization, for evangelizing those in the north, which we know are radical Islamic believers who have been doing horrific things to the South Sudanese.
I understand, too, that there have been times in which God has placed you in places where a tragedy was just suffered in some location, like in Mexico, where the Lord's used you to distribute these Christian books and Bibles.
Absolutely. We had all read or heard about a group of people that were killed in Nogales, and I was scheduled to go just a few weeks after that, where we were going to give away 75,000 free Spanish Bibles to the community, and English Bibles as well. And so many people said, well, you shouldn't go, you know, you shouldn't go. And, of course, I was traveling with another friend of mine that was a Marine, and I said, well, one way or another, we're going to tell people about Jesus. So we still went. We still held the event. It was very powerful. 75,000 people got a free Bible, and I was speaking at this event, very big event. We had about 1,500 people come, and as we were walking off the stage, they still had music going and they were praying for people, but I'd gotten in preaching and I came out the outskirts of the crusade, and as I was walking out, I had noticed a gentleman who was standing there, and he didn't fit the mold the mold of a Mexican from Mexico. He looked more so like a gangbanger from East LA or from the city or somewhere, and his face was all tattooed up, and I have this way about attracting people, good, bad, or indifferent. And as I was walking away, he looked at me and I looked back at him, and he jumped up, and I thought, oh Lord, please don't make me have to lay hands on somebody after all these people just saw me preach your word.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I want to tell you in just a minute what happened.
Okay.
Once he jumped up.
Hold us in suspense here. What happened? Well, we're going to take a break. We'll come and find that out. Also, we're opening our phone lines. Give us a call. Your questions here today, 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. We'll be right back.
We live in a depraved world with sin and corruption all around us. There are many temptations to lure us away from our walk with the Lord. How do we stay clean, pure, and righteous in such a time? In Psalm 119, we are reminded of the importance of hiding God's Word in our heart to protect us from succumbing to sin. But memorization is difficult for many. This is why Thomas Meyer, known as the Bible Memory Man, has not only devoted many books of the Bible to memory, but he has also put together the King James Memorization Study Bible, where he breaks up every verse in the New Testament by phrases to assist in the scripture memory process. A helpful appendix also provides a list of important scriptures to memorize, from sin to salvation, in 10 verses. The Memory Study Bible New Testament is available for a donation of $20 or more by calling VCY, 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Jason Wolford is our guest here today, and talking about repurposing used Bibles. Bibles are still good. The condition is still good, but you've just got a new one for Christmas. What do I do with my old one? Well, we've got the solution, and we will be giving you the address here in just a bit. But Jason, you left us on the edge of a cliff here to find out what happened in that meeting in Mexico.
Yes, it was amazing. So As I stated, we were coming off, and here this gentleman was, and he was all tattooed up, face tattoos and eye drops on each side, and he said, "Hey, what's going on?" And he said, "What is it with you?" And I said, "What do you mean, what is it?" And he said, "I was behind the big screen in the stadium there at a bar, and I was drinking Heineken's, and he tells me, he said, I heard a white boy's voice up on the stage and talking about Jesus. And he said, I came over here and I was listening to you. And he said, and he began to say the F word and curse. And he said, I'm getting soft. And he said, I don't like that. He said, and he began to cry. And he said, I don't understand what's going on here. He said, I don't like this. And I said, well, you're getting this thing that you're talking about getting soft. I said, you're feeling the presence of God. And I said, and God loves you. And I said, I don't know what's going on with you, but I said, he cares enough about you that he would bring you here, and you would hear and you would listen. And then he began to tell me, he said, well, you know, I want to do good in my life, but every time I want to do good, I end up doing bad. And I was thinking, by the looks of him, I was like, God, please let this be a day that he wants to do good.
Yeah, yeah.
And I asked him, I said, well, you know, what is it? I said, obviously, I said, you speak English. And, of course, we were in the heart of Mexico. And I said, so, who, you know, you're not from here? He said, no, I'm from L.A. He said, I spent 10 years in Pelican Bay for killing a man. He said, and then I came here to Nogales, and he said, I killed somebody else, and I just got out of prison for 3 years. And he said, he was crying, and he said, I don't want to be like this. He said, I can't seem to help it. And I said, well, you sound like the writer of a majority of the New Testament. I said, he said the same thing, and sometimes he did things that were wrong that he wanted to do right, but he would do wrong. And I said, God's not a respecter of persons. He cares about you. He loves you. And long story short, this tattooed gangbanger, killer of men, asked Jesus Christ into his life right
Praise
there.
Praise the Lord.
He embraced me as if he was an 8-year-old little boy, and I just held him, and he cried, and he was a recipient of one of the Bibles that were sitting on somebody's shelf that are listening. And his life is forever changed. We connected him with a pastor in the area, and I can only imagine what God's going to do in his life. And you know, brother, I thought, and those that are listening, I thought, out of all the millions of Bibles that we've sent around the world, if it was just for him, God would have been pleased.
Amen. Amen. Friends, our telephone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. We're going to Dale in Bolivar, Missouri. Dale, you're on the air.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Just a quick question for your guest. Sounds like a wonderful ministry, but do you have a system in place for the vetting of your Christian Bibles? The reason I ask, for example, the Jehovah's Witness Bible, New World Translation Bible, has been doctored to make it comply with their belief system, which is well known as a cult.
Great.
So that, and if you go in Christian bookstores, you'll find about 2/3 of them are written by aberrant teachers, and systems.
Okay,
they're all
Dale, let me, we're going to ask him the bigger question that you just asked. Jason, let me ask you what Dale is asking here. Do you have a way of vetting Bibles, you know, that are donated to you that he mentioned that, you know, the New World Translation, for instance?
Yeah, absolutely. So Bibles and Christian books that come in, they go through a seven-sort process. We have a scanning station, and we have those that have been in the Christian bookstore business for a long time who volunteer, and those that have been volunteering for a long time. And so some of the things that we see that we know that aren't right are taken out and not sent overseas. So that's a great question, and thank you for your question.
Thank you, Dale. So, yeah, it is all part of the vetting process. Thank you for the call. Joe in Brewton, Alabama, you're on the air.
Hi. I just have a question about the Bibles as to, is it only Spanish that you need, or are you taking also English Bibles and also English Christian books?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So first and foremost, we take English. We're just making a special appeal for Spanish because we've got such a big goal of getting 150,000 people in Guadalajara this year a free Bible. And so, yes, English and Spanish. Usually it's English what we take, but if those that are listening have Spanish or even want to partner with us with our Spanish Mission Cry Bible, they can do that. And we do take Christian books, of course, but we're really trying to focus on the Bible for this drive.
So, indeed, yes to English Bibles, Joe.
Do you have anyone to translate those for you or not?
Yeah, you're not involved in any translation work there, are you, Jason?
No. We're sending just Spanish and English all around the world.
So your English printed Bibles will go into countries that have English, people who are able to read English, which is, as Jason mentioned, quite a universal language. So we'll be giving that address again where you can send your English Bibles as well. And if those of you listening who have a Spanish Bible, you can also send them as well. Thank you for the call. We're going next to Ramsey, Minnesota, and Naomi, you're on the air.
Hi. I was just looking at my stack of Bibles last week, and I thought, whoa, I just got way too many here, and I do want to pass them on. But what I'm just wondering is, most of my Bibles have been highlighted, and because I really study in my Bible, and I was wondering, can you still use stuff like that?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I said earlier in the program, we give a free Bible and Christian book for every single home in the country of Belize a couple of years ago, and we had 700 people stand in line for 2 hours to get a used, marked-up Bible. So, absolutely.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, praise God.
Yeah.
Also, can I ask a quick question? I work with children a lot, and I was wondering if there was any resource that you could give me with where I could pass along some information that's really been a blessing to the little kids I work with Bible verses memorization type ways.
You're wanting to send some information, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to get the children that I know to memorize one verse every week of the year. And
great.
I wrote up an illustrated
great
52 Bible verses.
You can use that same address that we gave out here just previous, and we will be sure to give that again. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you for the call.
Let
me just pause again here, friends, because you can send your Bibles to Mission Cry. That's 200 Free Street, 200 Free Street, Fowlerville, Michigan. And the zip code is 48836. That's 48836. And just a reminder that their shipping containers also are going to be require funds to get those out. And if you're able to send, you know, send them a few dollars, put something in an envelope, that will be a great encouragement as well. Let's go to the state of New York, Horseheads, New York. And Larry is calling. Larry, you're on the air.
Hello. I just have a comment. I listen to Crosstalk almost every day. I love it. Thank you for that. And I heard Mr. Wolford a few months ago, and I started looking around, found lots of Bibles in my house, lots of other Christian literature. I've sent two boxes, and I just addressed one this afternoon, and I just appreciate a place to send them where they'll be used.
Yeah.
And
Amen.
That's my comment.
Amen.
Beautiful.
What a blessing. Jason, Larry, such a blessing to the ministry there by participating.
Yes, you sure are, Larry. And for you, brother, I just pray that as you've been taking up your time and your resources and those that are listening, I know God's word doesn't return void, and he's very, very specific, saying that he'll give back 30, 60, and 100-fold, and I believe that's spiritual, physical, and financial, and so I pray that over you, brother, as you're faithful.
Okay, thank you. You've been a blessing.
Thank you, Larry. Let's go to Dave in Brookfield, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. First, I just want to thank your guest for what he's doing. It's great work. And I just want to make a statement, I guess, that this should be a call to arms for all of us in America, that we should be reading our Bibles every day.
Yeah.
I mean, we have the opportunity here to read, and we look at these people that are dying practically to get these Bibles. So just a statement to that effect.
Yeah, good point, Dave. Thank you so much. And I think that's really illustrated, Jason, when you talked about the people waiting in line, you know, for hours to obtain their Bible and how often we just neglect that which, you know, we have available to us so freely. And that's a good word of admonition here from the caller.
Absolutely. And if I could, I'd just like to make a quick comment on that to his point. I was praying one day, and I said, God, how come so many of your people that call themselves believers are being defeated before their time? And I feel like God began to show me people that were getting ready, and they were putting on the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, and the gospel shoes of peace. And they were ministers and businessmen and people just like you and I on this program and just like our brother. And they put those things on, and then as they were getting ready, they went into their areas of influence. And I started to see them being taken out before their time. And I was confused. I said, God, they're believers. They have the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, gospel shoes of peace. And then I felt like the Lord said, look closer. And I looked, and they didn't have the shield of faith. And they didn't have the sword, which is the word of God. And I believe that there are many people that have professed and confessed Christ in their eternity set, but they're being defeated because they don't know what God has to say about the rest of the situation.
It's a great illustration. Let's go to James next in Wabash, Indiana. James, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate much your ministry. My question about marked up Bibles was answered. I wondered about the Christian books that we would send. I know you have just fundamental Christian beliefs that we all believe. What about if we would have anything in particular that would show Wesleyan Arminian doctrine or anything like that? Do you want us to, is that okay to send if you get into your particular theology, or do you just want maybe a standard type Christian study book or something?
Okay. Thank you, James.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's fine, because one of the things with our ministry being a non-denominational ministry, we reach Baptists, we reach Assemblies of God people. It's so vast to the people around the world. And one of the things that I love about it, the unity of it is that if a Baptist gets something in Africa that he doesn't agree with, he gives it to the AG guy, and if the AG guy gets something, they share. Yeah. So it's a pretty powerful thing.
James, thank you for the call. Our telephone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. And while they do accept some other Christian materials that you can see on their website, our main focus here today for the program is Bibles. They are needing Bibles, and people are longing for Bibles, and you can participate by sending your Bible, sending a Bible or multiple Bibles that you have to Mission Cry. Mission Cry, and that's 200 Free Street. 200 Free Street, and the city is Fowlerville, 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 Michigan, and the zip code is 48836. And the least expensive way is that of sending a media mail, so that you have that available to get a box shipped off. If you want to collect them as a family, as a perhaps a Sunday school class, or as a church, a Bible study group, say, hey, let's get our used Bibles together and send them off and put those to a world in need. We have one more segment. We'll take more of your calls here after the break. Our phone number to Crosstalk, we have some open lines, 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Back in a minute. This is Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. We continue our series now on the dangers of discourse or dialogue with the cultural Marxist. As we've been saying, there's nothing wrong with having a debate. But when you have a discourse or dialogue, you're trying to merge your worldview with theirs and find common ground. You can't do that. And when you do that, involved in discourse or dialogue with them, you fall into trap and danger number 8 in our list. You have allowed your cultural Marxist enemy to define the language. You're giving validity to their language, like woke, white privilege, social justice. You're allowing them to control the narrative. You're setting up the conflict. You're walking into a trap, and you're setting yourself up to be marginalized and your values marginalized. And ultimately, what you're doing is you're giving legitimacy to their values. You're saying, I'll talk with you and try to find common ground because there is some value to what you believe. And guess what? You have surrendered to the psychological process and submitted yourself to all 8 dangers. For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Jason Wolford is our guest here today on the program. And folks, I'm looking at their country's reached map, over $350 million equivalent in donated Bibles, over 175 nations. But listen to some of these. I mean, they have a container needing sponsorship even to getting into South Sudan. The South Sudanese people have suffered terrible injustices. They've been crippled with fear. We have the opportunity to reach these people and give them the much needed word of God. Belize. 86% of the 360,000 people who live in Belize are professing Christians. Belize is ripe for the word of God and eager to receive it. Here's a container that was sent to Hong Kong. Nearly 7.4 million people living in Hong Kong and the majority of the population following ethnic religions. Hong Kong's in desperate need of hearing the word of God. You can look at their site at missioncry.org.
That's missioncry.org.
But missioncry.com and see more of these countries and just the great need that is there for Bibles at this time. missioncry.com. Let's go back to the phone lines. Greenfield, Wisconsin. Bonnie, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Hi, I just had a comment. I was at St. Vincent de Paul about 2 weeks ago. That was a location on South Highway 100. And I saw at that time they had 60 paperback NIV Bibles, if anybody's interested in picking any of those up and moving them on out.
Okay. That brings up the broader question, and that is people go to thrift stores and find Bibles there, and that's another means of obtaining used Bibles, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. It's great. And a lot of times if you go to these thrift stores or we've had people even go to garage sales and they've told them, hey, listen, we're buying these or collecting them so that we can give them for free overseas. A lot of times they won't even charge them or they'll give them a very, very heavy discount.
Wow. Thank you, Bonnie. Let's go to Boise, Idaho. Cindy, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I just had a quick question regarding distribution coordination.
Mm-hmm.
Does Mission Cry do any kind of coordination, communication, or partnering with other Bible distribution ministries like the Gideons? Because I know that, you know, folks are trying to get Bibles out to different countries, and it would be great if there was opportunity for coordination or communicating.
Okay. Thank you, Cindy. Jason?
Yeah, absolutely. We've partnered with many ministries that have said, hey, we have extra Bibles or Christian books, and we'd like to donate them. And then we've partnered with ministries that said, hey, we're going to send a container, but we only have, one pallet of materials, and we know a whole sea container is 10 pallets. Is there anything that you can do? And we said yes, and we've donated the other 9 pallets of Bibles and Christian books. So, yeah, absolutely. We love that type of partnership for sure. And regarding new Bibles, we have a Mission Cry Bible that we have that people can sponsor. It's a New Testament with a discipleship program in the back. And for $2, it produces the Bible and gets it into the hands of someone overseas for free.
Thank you, Cindy. We're going next to Kevin in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes, I just want to say that I like your program. I also have a question to the speaker. I think you have a wonderful ministry going on, and my question is, We know there is a coronavirus going on in China. Mm-hmm. Would that prevent you from delivering Bibles to China?
Absolutely, and absolutely good question. But no, it's going to be that much more that mm-hmm. I want to send the Word of God,
yeah.
That we can get it there so that people can read about the one God, the only God that can heal them.
And thank you for that good question, Kevin, because oftentimes in the midst of great adversity is what they're facing in China right now. Jason, many more are open to thinking about their eternal destiny as well.
Absolutely.
And opportunity for that. That's all the time we're going to have for phone calls this afternoon. If you missed the address, we will be giving it one more time here, and also will be posted on our write-up for Crosstalk here today as well. But Jason, just before I give that out, I know that somebody had called about distribution facilities and so forth. You've got places that are set up right now in Kenya and the Philippines as well. They're ready to get these Bibles and get them out and about.
Absolutely. We have people all over the world awaiting Bibles and Christian books. As a matter of fact, Matthew 4:4 says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." God's word is the only thing that doesn't return void.
You mentioned a few times in the program your Marine experience, and I can only help but think that that experience that God has given you in the Marines, and we thank you for your service, but it's given you the tenacity and the determinedness to see this project carried out, to see this mission accomplished.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things in the Marine Corps they teach us is our motto is Semper Fidelis, always faithful, and always to improvise, adapt, and overcome. And that's one of the things that we do with wanting to get God's Word sitting on people's shelves and get it into the hands of people around the world. And I know what it's done for me. Me not having a father who cared for me, I learned of the God in heaven who does. It created me to be a good father, a good husband. All of those things, that's what we're giving people, the opportunity to read about how to become a loving father, a loving husband, a loving wife, a loving mother, not only giving people a chance for their eternity to be saved and changed forever, but also how to live an effective and on fire life for God while they're here.
Here is the address. It's Mission Cry, 200 Free Street, F-R-E-E, 200 Free Street, and that's Fowlerville, Michigan. The zip code 48836. Mission Cry, 200 Free Street, Fowlerville, Michigan, 48836. And send those Bibles media mail. And friends, even if it's 6 months down the road from now, you can think, oh, Crosstalk had this program at one time. I wonder if they still need Bibles. The answer is yes. Always you can send them to Mission Cry. Right now there is a special Bible drive going on. They want to fill up these containers and get them sent off. We've got 30 seconds left. Jason, what do you want to leave with the listeners?
Food, water, and clothes, all wonderful things, but they all return void. God's word is the only thing that doesn't return void. It's only God's word that can make a difference in somebody's life. I've had multiple people around the world saying, I want the word. I want what God has to give. I want to know about the God that people are talking about the God that I'm being martyred for, and you have that opportunity.
Amen. God bless you, Jason. Thank you for being with us in the program today.
God bless you. Such a privilege. Thank you.
Jason Wilford, our guest here today. Again, check it out at missioncry.com. That's the website. And if you have further questions, you'll find on the website their phone contact as well, and be able to follow up with them with those questions. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us here today on Crosstalk, where the Word of God is eternal.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.